When you think of carbon emissions, you probably think of the exhaust that comes from your car. But it comes from the ground, too. As the temperature continues to rise in the Arctic, Alaska's melting permafrost is releasing carbon dioxide into the Earth's atmosphere. A new report published today says CO2 is escaping in the wintertime at increasing rates. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Elizabeth Jenkins has more.
Rasheen Kaman is an atmospheric researcher at Harvard, and she's flown a number of times over places like Bethel, Nome, and Barrow in a plane that looks like a FedEx truck with wings. That's her description. The aircraft is small and boxy and outfitted with instruments that measure carbon dioxide. Kaman says you can't really see the CO2 hovering in the air, but you can feel it.
The plane will be bouncy. You make sure you have your coffee cup in your hand, not left on top of anything, because you never know when you could hit an air pocket.
Most of Kaman's time in the state has been spent flying over it. Still, it's the tundra that she's really interested in. The soils in the northern parts of Alaska and Canada are extremely rich in carbon.
So this is ancient carbon. The carbon that's locked in the permafrost in the Arctic is thousands and millions of years old.
Kaman says it's estimated that the frozen lands of the Arctic contain twice the amount of carbon dioxide currently in the Earth's atmosphere. In the summer, some carbon dioxide escapes as the permafrost melts. But scientists have discovered that it's now happening in the winter, too.
I think the main reason we're worried about this is because as the temperatures are increasing, and we've been seeing that happening for the last few years, the amount of CO2 that's going to come out will go with that temperature.
Kaman says it can be described as the climate equivalent to a dog chasing its own tail.
And that's kind of it. Because it's getting warmer, there's more CO2 coming out, which means it's going to get warmer, which means there's more CO2 coming out, and it will just run away with itself.
As far back as the 1960s, scientists thought this could someday be a problem in the Arctic. Eventually, they came up with climate models to help forecast that change.
The problem is most of these models predicted that for 100 years into the future. We're now having to reassess, okay, this needs to be added to these models now, because we're seeing this much earlier than we thought we would see it.
Some scientists think they can help fix the problem. Kaman's heard of a Russian lab that wants to bring woolly mammoths back from extinction so they can stomp down the tundra and it refreezes over.
That one, I'm not sure. It's one way to try and look at it.
She says for the Arctic, there appears to be no turning back.
Yeah. I feel like there's not much I can do, which is almost frustrating because, I mean, it's such a complex system, and we've pushed it past the point of us being able to do anything about it.
The one thing she can do is collect more data on the Arctic. Kaman says it's important for scientists to continue to track the changes to come. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.